Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Thousands of dock workers are on strike across the country, but the strike has not affected the Chicago area, at least not yet. The Illinois International Port District on the city's southeast side deals in bulk products, such as steel, sand, and cement. The port also accepts huge empty shipping containers. Normally, those containers get moved to ports on the East and Gulf Coasts, where dock workers fill them. But Port District Director Eric Varela says with these workers on strike,
right now, those empty containers are kind of in limbo, sitting at the port, waiting to be moved.
He says the strike means those containers are not being filled with all kinds of goods, which could lead to supply chain issues, delays, and higher prices. The city of Chicago is not enforcing its own environmental regulations for contractors. That's according to a new report out yesterday from a local environmental watchdog group. If a vendor breaks municipal, state, or federal environmental regulations, the city can cancel their contract. But an investigation from Neighbors for Environmental Justice found that hasn't happened. Anthony Moser is the author of the report.
The city knows that all of this is a problem. Community groups and city council members have been calling it out directly in letters and in campaigns for years.
A spokesperson for the city's Department of Procurement Services said they're working to improve the ways contractors are monitored and held accountable. The state of Illinois has launched a marketing campaign that encourages people to start a career in manufacturing. It's called Make It in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker says manufacturing has expanded and made a comeback in Illinois over the last decade. He says the campaign will help find skilled workers to fill a growing number of job openings.
If Illinois builds and invests correctly, we can solidify our status as a global manufacturing hub while laying a sustainable foundation for generations to come.
The state is spending $5 million on the Make It in Illinois campaign. That includes money for billboards, social media ads, and direct engagement with colleges and community organizations statewide. Cook County officials say a new medical examiner dashboard now gives vital information about unnatural deaths. If a death in Cook County is linked to an opioid overdose, gun violence, or a temperature-related death, it will be posted on the new dashboard. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says the collected data can lead to public health solutions that are driven by facts and evidence. And that can help save lives.
The dashboard will reveal who's most vulnerable and breaks down data by age, gender, race, and ethnicity. So as hard as these numbers are to deal with, we must face them head on. Our partners in public health, healthcare, government, and the private sector can now use this data to work collaboratively.
The online tool will be updated twice a day and shows no personal identifying information. Some more things you should know today. The family of a murdered Chicago cop is asking to be heard in court before prosecutors decide whether to drop charges against a man convicted in the case. Officer Clifton Lewis was killed in 2011. Alexander Villa was convicted and last year sentenced to life in prison. But allegations that prosecutors hid crucial evidence led the state's attorney's office to drop charges against two other defendants last year. Now Villa is pushing for his charges to be thrown out as well. His lawyers argue the victim's family doesn't get a say in prosecution decisions. After narrowly missing the playoffs for the second straight year, the Chicago Cubs are looking to find a way to get over the hump this offseason. Team president Jed Hoyer says he's disappointed about how the season went, but is optimistic for 2025, saying the fans deserve to watch postseason baseball. Hoyer says he couldn't be more pleased with the job manager Craig Counsell did. And since he was hired late last offseason, Counsell will now have a chance to put together his own coaching staff for 2025. Today's weather, it's going to be sunny with a high of 73 degrees. It'll be sunny tomorrow as well, with a high in the upper 70s. That's it for now. Later today, you might know comedian Matt Walsh as the foul-mouthed press secretary on the HBO series Veep.
I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but can I just say, kind of look like a...
Walsh is from Chicago, and ahead of a pair of performances at the I.O. Theater later this month, he talked with my Rundown co-host, Aaron Allen, about something the two of them have in common.
So, you studied Psychologie und hast in Österreich gewohnt. Ich auch.
Du hast in Österreich gewohnt?
Ja, für 3 Monate.
Welche Stadt?
Comedian Matt Walsh. Find that conversation right here this afternoon. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.